Halachim Chavis Halvodus Sunday night or Luchav Dalit Mar Cheshvan.
So when you're benching is described in Halacha as almost like the sitting Shmona Esrei. I mentioned this last week. Magabi other dinim. So when you're benching, you can't answer Amen to someone else's bracha. Not with one exception. In other words, even if you're not in the middle of a bracha, you finished a bracha. You're between brachas. You said Azonas Hakol. You didn't start No Delacha. Or Alar Zalamozon, you didn't start Rachimna. And there's someone else benching, or any bracha, but even benching, and he finished the bracha, you are not to answer Amen. The one exception to this is if there's a Zimun, and the Mezamein finishes the bracha, and you also finish that bracha, and you're waiting for the Mezamein, then you can answer Amen to the Mezamein. But if you stam, if there's no Zimun, or you hear someone else's bracha, you're not to answer Amen. The Kafachayim Paskins, that even if you're to hear Kaddish or Kedusha, Baruch Hu usually has the same din. In benching, even Bein HaProkim, meaning between brachas, you're not to answer. It's like you're in the middle of Shmona Esrei. That's the Kafachayim's Tzak. Chazanish is Mesupik. As far as I can understand the Chazanish, he ends up with a Tzorichian. He's Noita, maybe Yeh. How could it be more Chomer than Kriyashma? Even though it's Lashonis like it's Shmona Esrei, but Chazanish, it seems to me, ends up being Mesupik, maybe a little Nota that year, but that's a Mesupik, and the Chavachayim Paskins that not. Okay. Chavis Halvod, the Shara Precious. He's giving examples in Perek Shishi of Shara Precious of figures in Tanakh that were knowing the Precious and had Madregas, were all to Madregos because of that Precious. And he says, Umizem Maisa Elisha as well. Kasher Ober, Olav Eliyahu, Olav Hashalom. Elisha was very involved. The Chavis Halavos is apparently learning the Psukim. Alpi Pashtas, there are Kabbalistic Pshatim. But he's learning Elisha was very rich, and he had a lot of fields. And he had Shneimo Sarts Modem Lufanov. He had 12 peers of Shvorim plowing his fields. And he left it all. V'shomet yodom yikolelev olach achar Eliyahu. Ka'omro eshka nolavi le'imi. And that's, it was literally precious. He left it all, and he went, v'yelech achar Eliyahu v'yosher esehu. B'kach b'litzofek ho'yu halichos rov b'nei ha'navim v'oso hador. That they went away from everything, u'v'mesh elefonov, and manichem ha'esaskos b'yishav ha'olam. This is what he said in an earlier parak. This is a very intense level of precious. Bahatipul binyoni hagufos, and they left the normal hisaskus in yishav ha'olam that would be considered normal. B'yotzim in ahorim lizbodei dim atzmom u'machshavoseihem l'ashem yisale. And they did it, and this was like Nevi'im would do this, and Rachakodesh people would do this, and it all came out of his bodedus. So nowadays, we're not going to get Nevuah, and I assume the Gra, for example, did Precious in his Beis Medrash, closed the window shades, and he was Poreish from the world in that way, and he put his head into the Gemara. But nowadays, Precious is very persona non grata, right? We're not the last couple of decades. We're a very non-precious lifestyle. We cover it up by saying, "Oh, I want to appreciate Hashem's world more." So that's a nice excuse. But precious is pretty much unknown, unless you do it privately. So I don't know about it. So that's wonderful. What do you have to fast when you do tshuva for? What do you have to fast? What does fasting have to do with tshuva? You want to do tshuva, do tshuva. What do you have to fast for? Teretz is, you're in a much more spiritual mode when you're in precious. because that's you're in tshuva mode, because you're reining in your taivas, which are the garim fechet. People's desires are garim fechet. The fishim garim chazakum averos. Ka'amro, in the pasuk, the psukim always reflect, and history, unfortunately, reflects that when we're vayishman yeshur and vayivot, that the good does not bring out the best in us. That's the history of the world, maybe the history of Klal Yisrael, and the psukim reflect that. Savu vayorom libam, and vayishman yeshur and vayivot, v'amar b'hofchol, but the opposite, batzar lohem, when things are tough, and yeshach peruni, then we turn to Hashem. Umizem hasham rakosav loyul b'du adera seyor l'man kachesh. They used to have clothing that actually were painful with hair, and it used to be somewhat painful, and people would wear this, like wearing sackcloth. Like you're not wearing chashuva clothing, you're wearing something that doesn't give you so much pleasure, the pleasure of begodim. So the Navi says, don't just wear these clothing, to show that you're being a porush. But the akoponim, you see, they had such clothing that they would wear. Mashma shayuzem malbush hachasidim ufanim, but you love shem also anshei hasohador, al deres hachazah. So fakers would wear those clothing in order to show that they're prushim. But akoponim, you see that there was such a musug where people would wear special, certain clothing in their search for precious, in their search for rufnius. Okay.